Now, let's say you're trying to figure out the plan for next year at work, and when you get home, you're in charge of the details of your upcoming vacation. So how do you in particular approach this? Do you start off by trying to see all the possibilities and come up with refreshing options, or do you levitate towards planning the approach by organizing all the variables and optimizing the solution? Or are you instantly in a state of already doing this? You've already put optimal mix calculations in motion and you're already online comparing vacation packages. Well, whatever your answer, it's in your answer that you'll find your decision-making strength. You know, the thing is, in order to make a sound set of decisions, you need to see the way, you need to plan the steps, and do the actions. You need to see, plan, and do. Now, this makes sense, but have you ever considered which one of these you're really good at? You know, some of you are natural seers. You can quickly see bright spots and come up with innovative ideas. Meanwhile, some of you are planners. You excel at managing multiple moving parts and organizing them into disciplined procedures. And some of you are doers. You're masters of revving up productivity by simply getting things done. So the question is, which one are you predominantly? And why is it important to know which one you're good at? Well, that's because people typically lean on their strengths. And this can be both good and bad. It's good since you're contributing with your best skills, however, not so great if you're subconsciously ignoring the other aspects of sound decision making. So let's look at an example. If you're a planner, you'll certainly have a great shot at devising a great plan. But if you're not mindful of the other two elements of decision making, the seeing and the doing, your plan can have blind spots. In other words, you may miss out on seeing the most innovative way forward, or you may have a plan that never gets deployed. So here's a tip, and it's to evaluate the decision-making strengths and preferences for you and the people around you, like your team. Identify who the seers, planners, and doers are, and then organize the results. And if you do this, what you'll notice is why you operate the way you do. For instance, you may notice that everyone on your team is a doer, and this would explain why you always get things done. Now, on the other hand, you'll start to see your decision-making blind spots, like how a group of doers may not see the best idea or plan the most optimal next step. And with these specific blind spots in mind, now you can address them. And this provides the missing pieces that you need for elevating your decision-making, which in turn drives high-quality actions. So, are you a seer, planner, or doer? And what about those around you? Now, if you can organize that, you'll be on your way of clarifying what you need to enrich your decision process and make it much more wiser.